Make Them Hear You.
This is a special edition of Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. And today I want to talk to conservative Christians who defend the Second Amendment. And yes, you can blog this from KGNU's website and send it to your family members. Remember the St. Valentine's Day massacre on February 14th of 1929? 7 men were gunned down. Well, last Valentine's Day, almost 3 times as many innocent students and teachers were gunned down. And this was one of many school shootings so far in 2018 alone. The murder of a handful of mobsters almost 90 years ago went down in history, but that pales in the face of school shootings whose locations and body counts we can't even remember because there are so many of them. I know you want to protect your Second Amendment rights, and now is the time for you to also do what you can to protect our children's lives, because so far we are not doing this. Republicans, you say you already have laws on the books that are not being enforced, so if you value our children's lives, it's time to take care of these things. Remember former Air Force member Devin Kelly, who killed 25 people, and the military database that was not updated? The National Rifle Association admits that about 7 million records are absent from the system. Do you support funding for updating and upgrading existing databases from sources like our military so people like Devin Kelly can't kill innocents? Then call your congressperson and make sure they take action. What liberals call the gun show loophole is actually private sellers and hobbyists selling guns without licenses or background checks. This puts your brick-and-mortar stores at a competitive disadvantage, but much more importantly, some 20% of guns are bought without any background checks. Is this fair? Is this safe? This loophole is used by criminals. I hope you'll tell Congress what you think. There was talk after last year's Las Vegas massacre of regulating bump stocks, which effectively turn a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun, but momentum has slowed even for that legislation. Even the NRA said it was open to this, but bump stocks remain legal on the federal level. Congress and Donald Trump have done nothing. Call your congresspeople and let them know what you think about an NRA-approved bill dealing with bump stocks. Trump talks about mental health and gun safety, but his latest budget would slash mental health treatment plus a 36% cut to an Education Department grant program that supports safer schools. But it's time conservatives do more than just defend their gun rights. The Bible says, let us love, not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So if you are a conservative Christian, what deeds are you actually doing to press your representatives to love and protect your own children and grandchildren? If you have an opinion on at least supporting mental health programs or enforcing existing gun laws, you can contact your representative and senators and share your concerns. God save us. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.